Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph. We are on the bottom of Ayin Abayis, four lines up from the bottom. Amar Ula Amar Rebbe Elazar. Shlamim Sheshachtan Me'erev Yantif, Einu Yotzi Bohen, Lo Mishim Simcha, Velo Mishim Chagiga. If somebody shechs a shlamim on Erev Yantif, before Pesach, so then one cannot use that to be Yotzei the Simcha. As we mentioned yesterday, the three karbanos that are brought on Pesach, we have the Olas Re'ia, we have the Chagiga of Tezvav, that's the Chagiga being talked about here, and the Shalmei Simcha. So says the Gemara, the Shlamim that you shechs on Erev Yantif cannot be used for the the Shalmei Simcha, and cannot count for the Chagiga. Why is this? Mishum Simcha dechse v'savachta v'samachta. Because regarding the Shalmei Simcha, it says, you shall shecht and you shall be happy. Be'inyin zvicha b'sha simcha v'leka. A part of the tonight of the Shalmei Simcha that you have to shecht it on Yantif. At the time that you have a mitzvah simcha. And here, if you shecht it beforehand, before Yantif, so then you don't have zvicha b'sha simcha, so that's why it's a problem, and it doesn't work. And b'shem chagiga does not work. This is what we mentioned yesterday. Have a davar shebechova, v'chol davar shebechova, ino bo'ela menachulin. Any carbon that you have to bring, any davar shebechova, we say has to be brought from chulin. That's the din. Shalmi simcha is an exception. That's what Rashi quoted yesterday at Amud Aleph, that there's an exception to the rule that shalmi simcha can be brought from non-chulin, but when it comes to the Chagiga, it has to be brought from Chulin, and something that you have to bring, a Shlamim, cannot be used for the Chagiga. There is a Machlok, as we've shown him here, what a kind of Shlamim are we talking about? When the Gemara says, if you shechta Shlamim on Erev Yantif, you're not Yotzi Bishop Simcha Bishop Chagiga. So Rashi doesn't really tell us, but Tosfos on the bottom, Tosfos is the Ramatzal Shlamim, Sheshachlam Erev Yantif, Tosfos says, Nira Lari, Da Filu Hikdisha Mitchila, Vishachtam Lashem Chagigas Tesvav Airi. Says Tosfos, you know what we're talking about? What type of shlamim we're talking about? That you were makdishit l'shem the chagiga. Not stam shlamim. That has nothing to do with Yantif. You were makdishit l'shem the chagiga. It's just that you shechted it a day early. You shechted your chagigas tezvav on your dalid. But it was all l'shem tezvav. And says Tosfos, di'i l'shem shlamim da'alma. Because if it's stam shlamim that you're shechting, ain't yotzi b'shem chagiga, so then even if you shechted on Yantif, you're not yotzi b'shem chagiga. Because it's a davar sheb, it's not chulin. Forget if you did on Erev Yantif. Says Tosfos, why are you talking about an Erev Yantif? So it must be, says Tosfos, that we're talking about a karban that is supposed to be your chagiga. You just shechted it a day early. So that is Shitas Tosfos. It is the case that Nitziv, though on Tosfos asked, then what's the chiddush of Tosfos? What's the chiddush? Tosfos says, if you shecht the chagiga early, then you're not Yosef Bishop chagiga. Right? You should say, so any karban that you do lefnei zmano, the time of the chagiga is on Yantif. So according to Tosfos, we're not talking about anything about switching karbanas. It's the actual good, right karban. You just shechted it a day early. So it's asked that it's ziv. V'nei adayin sarach iyun. In the Meromi Sada here. Amayin nitzrach agamar latamze. Tebuk lemitzat svara. Shem nishcha v'nizrach lefeiz manachiyev lo yasi dechavaso. Kiddi isa b'megillot af hamon aleph. Right, so what's the chiddush of Tosfos then? If we're talking about the exactly perfect, appropriate karban, you just shechted it a day early. So it says that it's ziv. Yeish lomar kadeila lamdeinu debitafel shari. See, he brings in a halacha from the Gemara Chagiga, which talks about, let's say, you shechted the Chagiga early, but you shechted another Chagiga on time on Yantif. So then there's a halacha that this Chagiga could kind of connect to the one that was done on time as a nitfal, as a secondary carbon, and work that way. So maybe says that it's if that's the chiddush of Tosfos. It's not going to be Yotzi Yudechova, but it's going to be nitfal to the carbon that you're going to do on time, even though the Tosfos doesn't mention anything about that din. But that is one way how to read the Gemara. If you look at Rabbi Chanan El here, or the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Chagigas Tezvav. They assume that this Gemara is talking about Pshutel Shel Gemara Shlamim. You have a Shlamim, and you shechted it L'shem the Chagiga. No, I'm sorry, you didn't shechted it L'shem the Chagiga, you shechted it on Erev Yantif. Can you be used it? B'diavet L'shem the Chagiga. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Chagiga, Mi shahayu lo Shlamim, neder o nedava, v'shachtan me'Erev Yantif. That's how the Rambam understands the Gemara. So the Rambam says, "Eino yotel yidichovas chagiga she'eino ba'al benachulin." So he's not bothered by Tosfos' problem that even on Yantif it would be the Gemara should say. But anyway, that's the machlokas we've shown him how to understand this Gemara. Is it chagigas? Is it talking about a regular shlamim, or is it talking about a chagiga that you are maktish l'shem chagiga? Lema misayilei. Let's try to bring a proof to this statement of Rabbi Elazar. Okay, we're going to have Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar. We're going to have later on line 20 or so, we're going to have Rabin Amar Rabbi Elazar. But first, we're going to talk about this statement of Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar. Let's try to bring a Raya. What's the raya? We're going to focus on the lo mishum chagiga aspect. If you shecht a carbon on Erev Yontif, it can't work l'shem the chagiga. That's the din that we're focusing on. That the chagiga has to be shechted on Yontif itself. Lema Messiah, let's try to bring a proof to that. V'hayisa ach sameyach. The pasuk said, you shall be, on Yontif, you shall be only happy. V'hayisa ach sameyach. So what is that referring to? What is that pasuk including? L'rabos leili yantif ha'acharon l'simcha. That's including the last night of Yantif, Shmini Atzeres. It's referring to the last night of Yantif for Simcha, that even the last night of Yantif, the eighth night, is included in Simchas Yantif. And Simcha, Rashi says, Ve'ein Simcha, fourth line of Rashi, El Bachila Shlamim. So even that last, that eighth night, you could eat your carbon Shlamim, your Shalmei, your Shlamim, and your carbon Chagiga. So says the Gemara, Ata Omer, Leila Yantif Achron, no Eino Ela, Leila Yantif Harishon. Is it including the last night, or is it including the first night? Again, all the days in between obviously have a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. But the only questionable ones are the first line and the last night. The last night, we'll see, is questionable because it's Shmini Atzeres, it's after Yantif, it's the next Yantif. Mashiach, the first night also, maybe the mitzvah of Simcha only starts the next morning, the first day. So says the Gemara, do you say, this pasuk is referring to Yantif Achron, or do you say Yantif Rishon? If it's referring to Yantif Rishon, though, when is the carbon that you're being mesameach with from? If the pasuk would be including Leila Yantif Rishon, it must, you know, on a shechta night, so it must be that you shechted on Erev Yantif. So if you say the pasuk is referring to Leila Yantif Rishon, then we have a kasha what we just said. If we say Leila Yantif Achron, it's going to be a proof. But if we say Leila Yantif Rishon, we just said that you cannot shech the chagiga, or a carbon l'shem the chagiga, or l'shlam to use for the chagiga, whatever this case is, you can't shech for that Erev Yantif. So if the pasuk were to be referring to Leila Yantif Rishon, that would be a kasha. Because Leila Yantif Rishon, simcha means partaking in the karbanos of the day, the chagiga. So therefore, that's the Gemara's question. Is it including the mitzvah of simcha, where you're going to partake in the karbanos associated with Simcha? Is that referring to the last night or the first night? The last night would be a proof, the first night would be a kasha. Tamid lomar, ach chilek. Ach chilek, so the pasuk says, it's ach chilek. So, do not include both nights, and it's referring to Leila Yantif Achron. My taima, why do you include the last night? La mishum de ein lo bameh yismach. Isn't it because on the first night you have nothing to be mesameach with? Why should you include the last night instead of the first night? Both of them are somewhat wavery in terms of whether they should be included in the mitzvah. So don't you include the last night, Leila Yantif Achron, instead of the first night, because on the first night you don't have a karban there, because you're not allowed to shecht it on Erev Yantif. Raya to Ula Amar Abelazar. Isn't that the reason that the last night beats the first night? Says the Gemara, lo. No, there's a different reason why the last night can beat the first night. Kidatani taima. Like the reason is said as follows: Mara Isa Larabos Leila Yantif Achron Ulahotzi Leila Yantif Harishon. Why do you include the last night Fishum Simcha and not the first night? Marba Ani Leila Yantif Achron Sheyish Simcha Lefanav. No, the reason I include the last night is because you've had Simcha for a whole week, so this is a Hemshuch, this is a continuation. Yish Simcha Lefanav Umoti Ani Leila Yantif Harishon Sheyish Simcha Lefanav. I'm not going to include the first night if you're just going to include one or the other. So if you know the mitzvah of Simcha started already, so you can say that the last night is a hemshech, continuation of that Simcha's Yantif. But Shanky, in the first night, if you're not sure if the mitzvah of Simcha starts yet until the morning of the first day, so then I'm not going to include it unless I have an extra pasuk. But if the extra pasuk is used up already, I'm not going to include it. Again, this is very halakha l'maisa, which we're going to talk about on the first night of Yantif. Is there a mitzvah of Simcha's Yantif on the first night of Yantif? Again, you might say, what do you mean? It's Yantif already. What's the difference? Of course there is. The answer is no, because you can only bring karbanos on Yantif during the day. So the first night, might not have the din of Simcha yet. If Simcha is connected to karbanos of Yantif, and the karbanos of Yantif only can be brought by the day, so it could be that the first night, there is not the regular d'oraisa din of Simcha's Yantif, as we will talk about. Couple of points. Rashi, so the Gemara here says that the Leila Yantif Achron is included. So look at Rashi. Rashi says the first skinny line, the Yantif Ha'acharon Gufe Lo. Only the night of Shmini Atzeres is included, but not the day. Only Leo, as the Gemara says, Leila Yantif Ha'acharon, but not the day. To Hadshrei Zimni Shivas Yamim Ksiv. Because it says twice in the Torah, 7 days, Gabe Simcha, Kid Depreciates, Umameila Imit Shmini.
So it's amazing. Halacha Rashi says Simchas Yantif is only Leil Shemini Atzeres, but there's not on the daytime, not during the day, because it says Shivas Yamim twice, and this is the eighth day. So Rashi says the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif is only the whole Yantif, and then only Leil Shemini Atzeres. Tosis on top. Tosis and Leila Yantav Achron, Pierce Bakotras Dafka Laila, Aval Yom Shmini Lo, the Kashala Riva. The Riva says, what's Rashi talking about? Dahatnan, the Mishnah says, we're going to have this in a few lines. Dahatnan, ha ha lo, vaha simcha shmona. Says simcha is 8 days. Don't tell me that, it says 8 because it means even the 8th night. But really the daytime is not included. The Leka Shmona Leilos, because there is not, the first night is out. Even if you want to say 8, then there's no. If you say it's all the nights, there aren't eight nights. The Leil Yantav Arishon Lo Kachashiv. The Odum Yidahalal Dikar Bayom. Also parallel to the Mitzvah of Hallel, right? We don't say Hallel at night, except for the night of the Seder, which is a separate type of Hallel. But really, a Hallel is Bayom. So etc. He has another Kasha on Rashi. That's why Tosa says last three lines: Hilkach Niro Lafareish the Leil Yantav Arachron Lav Dafka the Huwa Did Bayom. So it seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos whether there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif on Shmini Atzeres daytime. The problem is, if you look in Rashi and Sukkah, he seems to say exactly like Tosfos. Rashi and Sukkah on Daf Mem Ches Amen Aleph. Rashi says L'Rabos Leili Yantif Achron, where the Gemara there says that. Rashi says V'kimen Dis Rabbi Leili Yantif Achron Shu Tafel Kal V'Chomer Hayom Shehu Iker Shechayev B'Simcha. So Rashi here says beferish that it's also by Yom. So how do we answer up the stira in Rashi? So I saw that the Malbim in Parshas Re'eh gives an answer. Now, the Malbim is not famous for his Chidushei Torah on Shas, but really it was one of the Gaonim Hador. They tell the story that the Beis Halevi one Tuesday afternoon started putting on his Shabbos clothes, and all his Talmidim and his children asked what's going on. So he says, the Malbim's passing through town. So I'm going to meet the Malbim. So he put on a Shabbos clothes, Dafka, to meet the Malbim. So the Beis Halevi thought of the Malbim. Again, we know that the Malbim wrote all Tanakh. Oh, it's Tanakh. The Malbim was a Gadol Adar. The Mishnah Berurah and the Chelek Aleph quotes the Artes Achayim every other page. So that's the Malbim. He didn't get so far in his, I think he got through Hilchas Tefillin. So whatever, it's the Artes Achayim, that's the Malbim's commentary on Aruch Chaim. But, so we should know the Malbim was one of the Gedolim of the previous generation. So the Malbim in Parshas Re'eh, on the Pasuk, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Tezvav, Shivas Yamim Tachog L'Hashem Olokecha, he asked the Sira in Rashi. How could Rashi in Psachim Davayin Aleph say that Leila Yishvini Atzeres is only a Simcha and not the daytime? While if you look in Masechah Sukkah, even the daytime is included. So he says, Omer, Shezer Rak Le'inyin Sheyizvach Shlamim, Kamashikatav Zamachta Bechagecha, Pirisha Tisvach Bebasar Shatamevi Chagiga Bimenu, Tani Shalmi Simcha, Vezeinu Bechuyiv Brach Zayin Yamim, Avo Besimcha Bechuyiv Gam Beshmini. The specific Simcha connected to the carbon, the eating of the carbon, the bringing of the carbon, that's only at night. But other Simcha aspects, that's even on the daytime. The Alze Amar VaYisach Sameach. Rasul Amar Sameach Levad BeLozavicha Shlamim. Shezemet Sain BeMilas Ach. Ach Sameach Lozavich Shlamim. So he says that's what it means. There's a difference between the Simcha regarding the carbon and the Simcha regarding other aspects. Ubazet Tirashein Sira B'Divrei Rashi. Shebib Sachem Kasab Shedavka Lo Shvidi Avol Yom Shvidi Lo. The Beis Mam Zayim Yomim Ksiv. Ubisuka Kasab To Kol Shigin Yom Hashmini. So what's the answer? Shebib Sachem. Midaber Lenin Zvicha Shlamim. We're going to Sachem is talking about the Shechti with the carbon. Vizet in Onoi B'Yom Shmini. The Zayin Yomim Ksim. So you can't Shecht the Shlamim. The carbon Chagiga cannot be Shechted, or the Shalmei Simcha, cannot be Shechted on Shmini Atzeres. But if you Shechted it the previous day, you could eat it today, right? Because the Chagiga be in the following day. Ubisuka Midaber Lenin Simcha Levad, Bebasar, Sheish Lomar B'Yom Hashvi, Ubezeh Yom Hashmini, Koshki Midal Shmini. Vizerak Linyan Simcha, etc. So that's how the Malbim answers the differences between the Hakravas HaKarban, then you can't do that on day 8, and the Achilas HaKarban, which you can do. The first line, Rashi says, Ve'ein Simcha Ela Ba'Achila Shlamim. So you might say that's against the Malbim, you're not distinguishing. In the Chanam, good kasha. Ve'ein Simcha Ela Ba'Achila Shlamim, according to the Malbim, that's what Tzuk is talking about in Apsachim. Okay? Good question. Another point, and then we'll move on. The Vilna Gaon is quoted at the end of the Sefer Kol Eliyahu, discussing this pasuk. Ach sameach, vayisa ach sameach. What do we say? Vayisa ach sameach, the Gemara says, l'rabos leila yantav achron. It includes the last night for Simcha. Usually we say, ask the Gra, ach v'rak mi'utin. Ach, but it says but or only, that those exclude. So I can hear it's including. So how is it including? So the Gra says, it's also quoted in the Torah Tzvima, in Re'ei, the Omar Hu to Hakavana is the following: to be Yontif Rishon Yesh Od Mitzvos Levat Simcha Behim Suka Veluva Vuminav. No, the Ach. You look at the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to figure out what is this referring to. It's referring to the first night of the last night. So it says, "Be only happy, excluding all other mitzvahs and all other ways to be besimcha." So says the Gemara, the Ach, the exclusion. Only be happy, that's telling you not the, it's not referred to the first night. Because on the first night, you have lulav, you have sukkah, you have other items. Only Shmini Atzeres are you alone with simcha. Do you only have simcha? There's no chetzah shal mitzvah Shmini Atzeres. So that's how the fact that it's excluding really ends up being an inclusion. Because it's vayisa achsomeach, only excluding any other aspects, any other chetzahs of simcha. So that's excluded for the first night. Memela, it's included in the last night. Umikiva dechsiva yisa ach samea klomar sheyishar lecha ach v'rach mitzvah simcha v'lo mitzvah sukkah v'lulav v'zeal karchach bala rabos yata v'acharam l'simcha. So it's an exclusion which ends up being an inclusion. It's an exclusion from the first night because you have other mini simcha the first night, and it ends up being an inclusion therefore on the last night. V'im kein shnein yonim emes da'ach zeh bala ma'it v'rach memela misraba yadu inyin simcha. So it starts out as an exclusion and then it ends up being in inclusion.
Isn't it possible that off is used as in the end?
Yeah.
Off is used as an exclusion because the pasuk is saying it's
talking about Tamalomer, right?
Off the map. So there has to be another day, but then at the end it says Ach, and only can be one of these days.
So you're saying Ach means excluding one of the days, right? So that's similar to what the Gra was saying,
right?
And the Gra is saying, you just have to explain how it works. It's not just that you're including an extra day. It's just that the emphasis is that you're excluding the first day.
Right.
You're excluding the first day, then Memela, the second day is included. Right, then the Memela, the second day is included. Just one other Ha'ara. One other Ha'ara here, and then that is in the Shakas Aryeh, Simen Samaches. Shakas Aryeh has three or four simanim about the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. He was very... he liked this discussing, at least in the Sefer, he likes discussing the idea of Simchas Yadav. So he talks about the first night, how the first night, the Gemara says, there is no Simcha. But he says, But he says, you have to say there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yadav Durabana. You have to say that. V'hayinu darv v'sechas beitza, because it says in v'sechas beitza, he quotes, shehitiru chachal v'kavadar b'shem simchas yantif, v'lo maflik bein leil yadav yirisha, v'lo shah leil yadav yirisha, v'lo yantif. You find in v'sechas beitza, we have certain halachos, certain things that are mutter mishum simchas yantif, the Gemara doesn't say, but it's not the first night. A. Or B, the Gemara psachim, daf kufches, right, we're going to get to, gabi dalad kosos shalol pesach. So what does the Gemara say? Shasun babas achas. If you drank all the kosos, let's say one after another, right? You're tired. You don't know if you're going to fall asleep. So you know what? Let me drink all dalad kosos now. One, two, three. You down them all. Make all the brachas. Right? You down them all. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Allah yidei yayin yatsa yidei dalad kosos lo yatsa. Your yotze, your chiyuv of wine, but not your chiyuv of dalad kosos. Dalad kosos has to be said al seder ha'agada. Upiresh Rashbam. The Rashbam there says, what does it mean? Yidei yayin yatsa simchas yantif. Simchas yantif. You drank wine. We're talking about the first night. We're talking about the seder. So says the Gra. What's going? Says the Shagas Aryeh must be drabanan. Kidatani l'kaman as the Rashbam continues for samachta b'chagecha v'mam b'samcho b'yain. V'arei ochachnu she'ino knowing mitzvah simchas yada b'leil rishon el shvamina midrabanan miha nahug. So that is what the Shagas Aryeh says, that it must be there's a mitzvah simcha midrabanan. Then he just adds, if even though there's a mitzvah simcha midrabanan, it can't be that you can rely on shechta chagiga earlier in order to eat it tonight. You're never going to, there's never a din that you're allowed to bring a carbon in order to help facilitate your being Mekayim and Mitzvah Durabanan. So even though there's a Mitzvah Durabanan at night, there can't be a shlum in the Shechet Erev Yantif to help you. Yeah?
But if you're reading Korban Pesach, isn't Simcha?
You're reading Korban Pesach, it's a different card. No, Simcha is only with the Shalmei Simcha and the Korban Chagiga. We'll get to if there are other ways to be Mesameach. The Gemara assumes that the real mitzvah, though, d'oraisa of Simchas Yantav only starts the next day. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Yosef. Yes, Rav Yosef. Again, what halacha are we talking about? That the Chagiga cannot be shechted on Erev Yantav. Chagigah through Shachtan on Yantif. So I asked Rabbi Yosef from the Brisa, we had this Brisa yesterday. Chagigas Arbaasar, Yosef Babishim Simcha, Beit Yosef Babishim Chagigah. The Chagigas Arbaasar, remember the Chagigah that goes with the Pesach. That's Chagigas Arbaasar. Yosef Babishim Simcha, you're allowed to use this Mishum Simcha, because your Shalmei's for your Shalmei Simcha. Then Yosef Mishum Chagiga, you can't use it for your Chagiga. But what does the Gemara seem to say? That you're allowed to use it Mishum Simcha for your Simcha. So we already know the answer of the Gemara, because Rashi already told us yesterday. But let's pretend that we don't know the answer yet. So Amai, Hobi Inan Zvicha Bishash Shlimcha, isn't this a Kasha on Rebbe Elazar, which we started off today with? Rebbe Elazar said that if you shech the carbon in Erev Yontif, you can't use it for your Shalmei Simcha, because you have to shech it at the time of the Simcha. Bishash Simcha, you need. So he asked the Gemara, here you shechted it on Erev Yantif. It's in Chagigas Yudalid, and you're using it for Simcha, Valeka. So the Gemara answered, no, Amar Avidi Baravin, Sheiki Vishachta. No, you delayed it. You didn't shecht it until the next day, right? You didn't need it for whatever reason. You're a lot of people from your group left, therefore you were able to satiate yourself from the Karban Pesach. So says the Gemara, you didn't need it. That's why you delayed it, and therefore you have the Shechita on the day of the Simcha. Amar Avashi Achrami Mestavren, it makes sense that this is true. The Lote Mahachi, because if you don't say that it was delayed, who, after all, is the author of this Brisa? Ben Tema. We proved yesterday that the author of this Brisa was Ben Tema from the first part of the Brisa, which the Gemara here didn't quote. But who is the author of the Brisa? It's Ben Tema. So Ben Tema hapasat labalina. But remember, Ben Tema was the one that said that all the halachas of the Chagiga are of the Chagigas Yudalid were exactly parallel to the halachas of a Pesach. So just like Pesach becomes nosar overnight, right? It's limited. So too the Chagiga would. So you're telling me that the Chagiga would be shechted yesterday, and you could use it for the Shabbos Simcha today? No, according to Ben Tema, who's the author of this Brisa, it wouldn't work, because it would become Nifsa Abelina by the morning. So that's a proof that it must be that this Brisa is talking about a case where you were delayed and you didn't shecht it until Yantif itself, and therefore there's no kasha on our statements. We're talking about a case where you shechted it on Yantif. Masiv Rabba, another kasha from the Mishnah in Sukkah. Ha Hallel v'Hasimcha Shmona. The Mishnah says that Hallel, you say Hallel for 8 days of Sukkot, right? We know this is different than Pesach. Pesach, you only say it the first day, the first 2 days if you're in Galus, and then the last day, you don't say it. Different reasons given. One reason the Gemara Erechin says is that Ein Chalukin B'Karban Hosehen. Right, Pesach has the same carbon every day, which reflects that it's all one big Kedushas Hayom. You don't have a separate Kedushas Hayom, it's all one Hemshech. So therefore, there's no separate Hallel. By Sukkot, there's a different carbon every day, right? All the carbons go down, so we read a different laning every day. So that is, that's why there's a separate Kedushas Hayom, that's why there's a separate carbon. The other reason given, not in the Gemara, but in the Medrash, which is probably more well known, and that is the last day you don't say Hallel. Well, this line is, that Masayah the Tuam Bayam, Vatem Omrim Shira, it's inappropriate to say Hallel the last day of Pesach. So why? Because the midstream are drowning. So based on that, we say, and it's inappropriate, you can say Chol HaMoed, and not on the last day of Yantif. So that's why we don't say it even on Chol HaMoed Pesach. But we do say it al Tzmitam Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. We say it as a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, but not as a Mitzvah Raisa. That's why we only say part Hallel. We don't say full Hallel. It says the Gemara, that's Hallel. So Hallel is all eight of Sukkot, V'Hasimcha, Shmona. And Simcha, says the Gemara, is also, it says the Mishnah Sukkah, Shmona is 8 days. Says the Gemara, V'i Amar Bidat Zvichah B'Shah Simcha, and if you need your Shechta, your Zvichah, at the time of Simcha, Hazim Nin Sagiyah D'lo Mishkach L'Ol HaShiva, many times, you only have 7 days of Simcha, not eight. Kagon Shechal Yantif HaRisha Lias B'Shabbos. If Yantif HaRisha, the first day of Sukkot, falls out on Shabbos, so then you can't Shech the Chagiga today. You can't Shech the Chagiga today, and so says the right, because then you're only going to have 7 days, right? And you can't shecht it the day before. If you can shecht it the day before, then you can say you can be nigit today. But according to what we just said, you cannot shecht it the day before. So if you can't shecht it the day before, you can't shecht it chagiga. Chagiga is not docha Shabbos. So therefore, you only have 7 days. So kasha, right? If you would say that you could shecht it beforehand, then you could have eight, because you can shecht it the day before and eat it today. But that's the kasha. Amar Rav Huna, of Yehuda, no. What is it? When it says 8 days of simcha, misamcha b'siyur haragalim, you're right. You cannot with the chagiga, because you cannot shechta today or yesterday, but you can be misameach with the other karbanos that are brought today, the seirei haragalim, right, the karban musaf, the other karbanos that are brought, that are docha Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Yeah.
Yeah, but
Right, I was
considered so rare.
Right, I was trying to find somebody pointed that out. I'm not sure. Menachem's asking that yesterday when Ravin at the end of the day said, "Hey, what happens? It might be six if Yontif Shabbos falls out on the first day." So we got all upset at him. He said, "Avin Tichla, what are you bringing up these crazy cases for?" And here the Gemara asks it, and the Gemara doesn't say a word. Right, but the first day was going to be Shabbos, so it ended up having 2 days anyway. So it's the same Metzius. So again, yeah.
Okay.
Right, it'll end up being 6 days. But either way, it's the same kind of case. That hey, if the first day falls on Shabbos, the application is a little different, and the reason we're bringing it is different. But it's the same kind of case. And there we said, what are you bringing me in an unusual case for? It's a kasha. So Amar Rava. Rava says, so we just gave an answer. He says, don't worry, there's no kasha, because the simcha that we're talking about is the simcha of the other karbanos. Amar Rava, shnei tshuvas v'davar. 1 second. Chada, this iri regalim, chai ne'echol, etzli en ne'echolin. You're telling me that the simcha of 8 days in the Mishnah is referring to these other karbanos? But 1 second. The si'iri haragalim are eaten raw. They're not eating roasted, because remember, it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to roast the karban. You're not allowed to cook the karbanos on Shabbos, right? You're allowed to bring them. You're allowed to be makriv them. But you have to eat them raw. The simcha b'chai lekab. And eating raw meat doesn't bring you simcha. Right? So that's why you can't say that, but it's not referring to that. The ode number two, kohanim ochlim. The kohanim are eating. Not these. What are we talking about? We're talking about kachay kachim. We're talking about the carbon musaf. Right, it's olas, kachi kachi, not no olas, a chatos, not the, so the chatos of the carbon musafs, that's the, only the kohanim are able to eat it, not the Yisraelim. So it says, halva simcha shimone, is that referring to everybody? So where gives another answer. Ela amra papa, you're right, it's referring to some of the other type of simcha, not the chagiga, but more general. Misamchu b'ksus nikia v'yayin yashan. So about simcha with nice clothes and old wine, meaning all other types of simcha are included when it says Simcha Shmon is different. Don't bring me any rayas about the Chagiga, about the other karbanos. Two discussions the post can have on this Gemara. First is the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that what does the Gemara say? That if you would eat the raw meat, so then it's not a fulfillment of Simcha. It says Minchas Chinuch, but it sounds like it would be a Maisa Achila. It's just not Simcha. So this relates to a general question that I speak about many times. The Kfar Kasafti, Kalapam Bechiburi, Dezed Dechai, Havi Derech Achila. It is called Derech Achila if you eat it raw. The Gamavur Bepsachim, Tafayin Aleph, right? Our Gemara. The Simcha Bechai Mi'ika, Nired, the Simcha Loshayach, Aval Havi Dekiderech Achila. Ukimeduma Shehevu, Huvu Rayus, Elo Bezever Mishas Chachamim, Vevesikam Pamim Bechiburi Zes. Says the Menchas Chinuch, you see from this Gemara that eating something raw is considered eating. It's not considered something unusual, because the Gemara here says it's only not Simcha, but it is Achila. That's what the Menchas Chinuch says. Other Achronim, though, are somewhat bothered, because if you remember, we will remember now, the Gemara earlier in Psachim Adaf Chav Dalid quoted the line, Ha'ochel Chelev Chai Pater. If you eat raw chalev, raw fats, you're putter from kares, even though the Israel of Achilas chalev is chayav kares, because that's shalok derech achila. That is why some achronim ask on this Gemara, say, how could it be yotzei mitzvah achila here? It says if you eat something raw, you're not yotzei. So how could you be yotzei? What's the difference between this Gemara and that Gemara? What? That's chalev and this is karbanis, but what's the difference? What's the difference? So they quote the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi, I think we mentioned this once before. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Siman Beis has an important yesod about achilas hakarbanos. At least all karbanos except for Karim Pesach. Says the Beis Halevi. De avoba mitzvahs achilas kachim halo havi mitzvah klal al adam miyuchad. Achilas kachim, there is no mitzvah on any one person to eat the karban. It's not a mitzvah's gavra to eat the karbanas. Rak hamitzvah de pesar kachim yihu ne'echalin. It's a mitzvah for the karbanos to be eaten, not for any one kohen to eat the karban. Ubishi yesh lo pesar kodesh. If one kohen has kachim, harishus biyado lidol achalachlo. There's no greater mitzvah for me to eat it than to make sure it's eaten by my friend. V'gamke mekuya mitzvah zu, and I'm a kaima mitzvah even if somebody else eats it. V'yim kain hari gam ba'achal kol echad pachos mi kezayis. Right, we discussed this a few weeks ago. So therefore, even if any kohen eats less than a kezayis, he still gets the mitzvah as long as he makes sure that the karban is eaten. Come kachim nisachlu. He says that he brings a raya from the Rambam. But that's the yisod of the Beis Halevi. Not Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is different. That's a mitzvah sachila of the gavra. But by all other karbanos, and also by the lechem apanim maybe, The mitzvah is it for it to be eaten, not for the Kohen to eat it. So say Sabach Rodim. So maybe that's exactly the answer here. What's the difference? Ah, you see in other contexts of the Gemara that eating something raw is not called a Maisa Achila. It's not going to be Bechayev you. So the answer is right. Mitzad the person, it's not a Maisa Achila. But Lamaisa is the carbon being eaten? Is the carbon being consumed? Yes. So it doesn't matter if it's being consumed in the usual way. You still get the mitzvah. It's still okay to eat it. And that's Argamar. Argamar is talking about Kachim. So Argamar is talking about Kachim. So that's how you could say that I'll pee that base alevi, that it's a mitzvah for the carbon to be eaten and not for specifically for anyone going to eat the carbon. A second discussion quoted on this last line, where the Gemara says, "Misacha b'ksuster kiyah b'kiyah yoshin." Other ways of simcha, b'misameach with nice clothing and old wine. This is an important discussion about simchas yontif bizman hazeh. Is simchas yontif bizman hazeh d'oraisa or d'rabana? So says Tosfos in Moed Katan, and this is other Rishonim as well. Simchas yontif today is only a mitzvah midrabana. After all, the ultimate level of simcha is only with the karbanos. We don't have karbanos bezman hazeh. Says Tosfos in Moed Katan, daf yudalan amabez mihu nira li de simchas haregal nami d'rabanan v'simcha hainu shalmei simcha. Ultimate simcha is with karbanos, because nowadays we don't have karbanos. Says Tosfos, it's only midrabanan, and this has very important ramifications. For example, avelus. Avelus Yom Rishon, according to many Rishonim, is Da'oraisa. At least Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvuras. Let's say, Rachman al-Islan, somebody dies on Yantif, so do you have one day of Avelus? It's Da'oraisa. Right? So Tosus, Lashi Tosus says, no, even Avelus, all 7 days is Darabanan. So he doesn't have a problem. They're both Darabanan. But you have to work it out according to all the different Shitas. But that is Shitas Tosus that Simchas Yantif today, Bizman HaZeh, is Darabanan. And that is against the Rambam. The Rambam says, Bizman HaZeh, Simchas Yantif is Da'oraisa. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Yantif, Perek Vav. Shivas Yimei HaPesach V'Shmonas Yimei HaChag Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim Kulam Asurim Behesped U'Batayinus. The 7 days of Pesach and the 8 days of Yantif with the other Yomim Tovim. Why does he say that? There's only one more Yantif, Shavuos. What is it? It's a little more ink to say Shavuos? With the other Yom, he's not talking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's later. So the only other Yom that's left is Shavuos, but for some reason the Rambam doesn't say that. So there must be a conceptual reason. He says, Pesach and Sukkot with all the other Yom Tovim, also Pesach and Matayinis, V'chayiv Adam Lios Ben Sameach V'tov Leiv Hu Banav V'ishto V'nei Banav Chol Aniv Amalav. There's a mitzvah for every person and his family to be happy. Shemar V'samachta V'chagecha Af Apisha Simcha Amur Arkani Karbin Shlomim, even though ultimately, it's referred to the carbon shlamim, but says the Rambam, Yish bechlal osa mitzvah l'smoach hu ubanu v'bedebeso kol echad v'echad karoilo. But part of the mitzvah is to make everybody in your family happy. Ketzad how? Haktadim osim klayos v'egozim, give the kids candies and nuts, v'hanashim konol and begadim v'tachshitim na'im kifi mamono. It's a mitzvah for every person to buy their wives clothing, right? Pesach's coming up, start thinking about it now. It's a mitzvah to buy one's wife clothing for Yantif. Or at least give her this, tell her to go, if one doesn't think that they can do it themselves. V'anashim ochlin baser v'shosin yayin, and the men should eat meat and drink wine, she'in simcha l'vabaser v'simcha l'vayayin. You should have to have aniyim over also. But says the Rambam doesn't say anything about a limit to the mitzvah. And that's what the Shakas Aryeh says. Also the Shakas Aryeh says Sabachay, that this is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah of simcha bizman hazeh. And the Shakas Aryeh expands on this beautifully. He says, Nirali, the mitzvah simcha shenitz tavinu beregel ain't a simcha pratis. Is that a mitzvah of a specific action that is required? Ela simcha klalis shemachuyev l'smoach b'yantif b'chol mini simcha sheichos b'yado v'lo dami l'shar mitzvahs. And Simchas Yantif is not like other mitzvahs, Sheshavin b'chal adam, where the Torah demands the same action by every person. Ha'asher lo yarbe v'hadah lo yamit. Avol Simchas Yantif, it depends what makes you happy. Avol Simchas zu shal kol adam v'adam b'chayiv l'smoach, kefi yachalto, whatever food you like. V'chanam iktanim. And he says, and that's what it is. He says, if today, even the Bizman Migdash, if you were Tame, let's say you couldn't bring the Karbanas, O Bizman Azeshi, Yefshem Shalmei Simcha, Hare Yotzi De Chavasar, Bisharmeni Simchas, Sheish Yechos Be'adol Kaiman, Vesagilei Bahak. He says, there's a Shakas Aryeh, any type of Simcha Bizman Azeh is Simchas Yantif Da'oraisa. So we all have to make sure that we're in that proper frame of mind. Just to finish off this discussion, I saw in the Kashuke Chemed, Rav Zilberstein, he has a Shaila, where you have a family that's poor, doesn't have enough money for everybody to buy clothes for Yantif. So who wins? The woman wants to buy her husband a new Rebbe's coat. It says a Itzla Drabanusa, and he wants to buy his wife. He wants to buy his wife. Halavai, we should all have such, mentalities. Not Rachman Aslan be in that situation, but we should all be fighting over, no, I want to buy you something, and you want to buy me something. So who wins? That was the Shaila. Sheila. So Tshuva, he quotes the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says that regarding food, ish kodim le'isha. When regarding clothing, isha kodim le'baila. So in this case, isha kodim le'baila, and he wins to buy her the clothing. Sheyasalam abushim naim, because that's the ikker mitzvah. Isha baila misabcha. Okay. Let's continue. Yasa Rabin Amar Abelazar. That was all part one of the daf, and that was Ula Amar Abelazar, that any carbon from Erev Yantif is no good on Yantif. So now we have Shlomim Shachla Erev Yantif Yosim Indib Mushab Simcha Vein Yosim Mushab Chagiga. So it says Rabin Amar Abelazar that if you have a Shlomim from Erev Yantif, Yotze Bo Mishim Simcha. You can use a Shlomim from Erev Yantif to be Yotze Yerushalmi Simcha for Yantif. Yotze Mishim Simcha Lo Bi Nezvicha Bishah Simcha. I don't hold of that din that you have to have the Zvicha at the time of the Simcha. No, you can have it even earlier. The Lo Mishim Chagiga, but I agree with the second half, because Havi Davar Shebechovah V'chol Davar Shebechovah Ein Oba Elam Enachulin. I agree with the second half that any Davar Shebechovah must be brought from Chulin, and this isn't Chulin, this is a carbon Shlomim. So now the Rayas that we asked before, we ask as Kashas now, and vice versa. Meisvei V'yiz Achzar Be'ach L'Rabot Le'el Yad V'Achron L'Simcha At Om L'Rabot Le'el Yad V'Achron Away No El L'Rabot Le'el Yad V'Rishon Tam Olam Achi Lake My Time Olam Yishev De'en Lo B'ma Yismach. Right, so this is a Raya that we brought before, but now we'll bring it as a Kasha. Bring it as a Kasha. So isn't it because you don't have anything, you don't have any Simcha on the first night of Yantif because you don't have any Karban? Raya that you're not allowed to Shech the Karban on Erev Yantif. Kasha. So lo, no, there's a different reason. Kedetanya, Mari Isa, the Rabbis Liliyat of Achron, Lozi Liliyat of Rishon, Mar Badi Liliyat of Achron, she Simcha Lefanov, Umosi Ani Liliyat of Rishon, she Simcha Lefanov. Exactly what we said before. No, there's a different reason to include the last night instead of the first night, but really, it could very well be that you're allowed to shecht a carbon shlamim on Erev Yantif and use that for your carbon chagiga. You just can't be yotze the mitzvah for your use for your shalmi simcha. You just wouldn't be able to be yotze the mitzvah at night. Amar of Kahana, new din. Amar of Kahana. Minayin le'emure chagigas arba chamisha asar shenef salam balina. How do I know that the chagiga of Tezvav, the regular carbon chagiga that you shech, let's say on the first day, is nifsal balina, becomes pasul the next morning, even though the emurin become pasul, even though let's say the first day of Pesach afternoon, the first day you shech your carbon chagiga, you're allowed to eat the meat of that day, night, day. Let's say it's Tuesday afternoon, you shech the karba, you're allowed to eat it till Wednesday night at Shkia. So even though you have that much time to eat the meat, but the emurin, the fats of the karba that have to be burned in the mizbeach, that has a shorter time period, that has to be burned by the morning, the following morning. And if not, if it's past that, nifsa balina becomes pasul. Shenemar, how do you know that the emurin have a shorter time than the basar? Shenemar v'lo yalin chelev chagi an boker, because it says, don't leave my chelev until the morning. V'samech le'reishis. And it says the word racious, the very next pasuk is racious about Bikurim, but it has a drasha, smichus, about the word racious. So that shows me that it means the first morning. Lameimer, the high boker, boker rishon. It means the first morning after you shecht it. Then, after that, it will become nifsa balina. So Matlav, Rav Yosef says, one second. Time of the cause of racious, the only reason that you make this drasha because it says the word racious. Halo kasav racious. Have a meet in my book or boker shady. Without the word racious, you would have said the word morning means the second morning. My example from before. Let's say Tuesday afternoon, you shech the carbon chagiga. So now we're saying it becomes pasul balina, the fats, become pasul balina on Wednesday morning. You shech the Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning. So now we're saying what? Without the word racious, you would have thought it's Thursday morning? That's when it becomes pasul? So miika midi, the basu ifsalemi yurta of eimurat safra. According to that logic, says Rabbi Yosef, so without this pasuk, you would have thought that you have more time to be makriv the emurin than to eat the meat. We just said the meat, but you only have day, night, day, right? Until, let's say, Wednesday night, in my case, of you shechted it Tuesday afternoon. But without the word racious, you would have said the emurin until the following morning, the second morning, Thursday morning. What do you ever have such a case? Emurin is always more limited than the basar. So Amalia Abaya, what's the problem? There's a precedent. Lo, v'hari Pesach, lo mazim ben Azariah. According to mazim ben Azariah, we know the machlokas, when do you eat the carbon Pesach until? According to mazim ben Azariah, the basar ipsalei bechatzos, you have to eat the basar. That's why we're machmir to eat the afikomen until chatzos, because of mazim ben Azariah. So the meat of the carbon Pesach has to be eaten until chatzos, while the emurin you have until the next morning. V'mitzei emurin at safra. So you have a model, a precedent, where emurin have more time than basar. So what's the problem? So Amarava, Rav Yosef Hachik Kashali. Okay, you're right. We didn't get Rav Yosef's Kasha correctly. This is what Rav Yosef really meant to ask. Again, on what? We're asking on the Din of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says that the Emurin, the fats of the Chagiga, become pasul the very next morning. The very next morning after you shech the carpet. So this was the Kasha that Rav Yosef had on it. Mi ikamidi, the ilu latana, lebasar lo boi rachis, for Rav Kahana le Emurin boi rachis. How is it? Where do you ever have a case that by the word basar we have somewhere else, which we'll see in a minute, a boker, the word boker in the Torah referring to the basar, and there we automatically know that it's referring to the first morning without the word rachis in the Torah. Well, by the Emurin, Rav Kahana requires the word rachis to teach me the first morning. What's the difference? What's the difference between the basar and the Emurin? That's his kasha. So the Gemara says, now, Maihi, where is that Tana? What do you mean? Rav Kahana said, fine, you need the word Rashis by Emurin. Where is the Tana that says you don't need the word Rashis by a Basar? So, the following. And just to give you a clue, this line of the Gemara is going to go until the Mishnah. The next 20 lines. Until we get to who is the Tana. We're going to try to figure out the Pshat of a Braisa. And by the end of the Pshat, we're going to figure out, oh, this is the Tana. This is the Shita that says you don't need the word Rashis by the word Boker to teach me it's the first morning. But the word Boker Stam means the first morning, and that's referring to Basar. That was Rav Yosef Kasha. We're not going to answer this. We're just going to try to prove where that Tanya is. So, the Tanya, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yalam and Basar Shetizlach Ba'erav Bayam Rishon LaBoker. So the Pasuk says, don't leave over the Basar, but look at the phrase of the Pasuk. Asher Tizbach Ba'erav Bayam Rishon LaBoker. Three words. Four words, but it's three things. Ba'erav. Don't leave over the basar that you shech at night, by Yom HaRishon, the first day, la boker. So how do we put together what that pasuk means? So says the Gemara, limid achagigas yudalash and ne'achel shel sheyam avalayla echad. What's the pshat of this pasuk? Does it mean to teach me that the chagiga could be eaten for 2 days and one night? That the chagiga could be eaten all the way? And then you would interpret the pasuk as that which you shecht at night. You shech the chagiga at night. And then you have a Yom HaRishon. And then you have the next boker. So do you say that this pasuk is teaching me that the chagigas yudalid, that you shechted erev yantif, you could eat for 2 days and one night? Or do I say no, only day and night, like the carbon, like similar to the bentei shita? So what is this pasuk referring to? Shakshu omer bayom harishon hari boker sheni amur. So says the brisa, but it says bayom harishon in the pasuk. So it must be that you have a whole yom harishon to eat it. And the next word in the pasuk, boker, is referring to after the yom harishon, which is the second morning. So do I say that's the pshat of the pasuk? Because it says bayom harishon la boker, so it's referring to the second morning. Oh, eino elo boker rishon. Or do I say no? It's referring to boker rishon. So what do you mean? What do you do with the words with bayom harishon la boker? So we're going to explain the brisa in a few minutes. Umani mekayim chagiga haneachel zol sheyam avalayla echad chutz mizu. And if I say this pasuk is telling me that you can only eat the chagiga for 1 day and one night, but we have another source somewhere which we'll explain where that says a carbon chagiga could be eaten for 2 days and the night in the middle, that's referring to other carbon shlamim and other chagigas, not this one. Chutz mizu. So therefore, kshu omer o neder. So again, the question is in the brisa, is this pasuk teaching me you can only eat the chagiga for 1 day or for 2 days? Kshu omer, the brisa just went back and forth. Kshu omer bo, but finally when it says in Parshas Tzav im neder o nedava limit, and the in Parshas Tzav it says beferish by the karbon shlamim you can eat it for 2 days with one night in the middle limit a chagigas yudalish neachelus lebeis yam v'layla echad. That teaches me that the chagiga of yudalid of erev Pesach you could eat for 2 days and one night in the middle. Period. That's the end of the brisa. But now we're just going to try to explain it. What is going on here? The brisa basically sounds what's going. It's going back and forth. What is the pasuk referring to? Is it telling me a halacha that you can eat the chagiga for 2 days or for 1 day or for 2 days or for 1 day? It went back and forth twice. So Amar Mar O Eino Ela Boker Rishon. The Gemara says the Gemara had a line here that said it must be referring to the second morning because it says Bayom Rishon La Boker. But then the very next line says maybe it means the first morning. But what do you mean? It just said that it has to be the second morning because it says Bayom Rishon La Boker. So Ha'amar Kshu Omer Bayom Rishon Hari Boker Sheni Amur. You just said that it has to be in the second morning because it says the words Bayom Rishon and then La Boker. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Maybe at that stage of the Brisa, we said, maybe to split the Pasuk. Oh, Einu Ela B'Shtei Chagigos Akasa Medaber. Achachat Chagigos Yadal, Achat Chagigos Tezvav. Vizula Bokra, Vizula Bokra. Maybe you split the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Lo Yalim and Abasar, Asher Tizbach, Ba'erev, Ba'yomarishon Laboker. So it says the Gemara, you know how you read that Pasuk now? Look at the Pasuk inside. Don't leave over from the meat that you shecht. Two kinds of karbanos. Meat that you shecht ba'erev, that's the chagigas yudalid, or that you shecht ba'yom arishon, the chagiga that you shecht on the first day. Both of those, don't eat, leave them over, la boker, to their respective bokers. The tezvav for the yudalid, and tezayin for the tezvav. So that's how, that's the other tzad. Do you say, ba'yom, the pasuk is referring to all one karban, and then boker is after yom rishon, ba'yom rishon la boker is referring to the second morning? Or do you say that, no, you split the pasuk, and the pasuk is referring to the chagiga of yodalid, that's hinted to in the word ba'erev, and then the chagiga of the tesvav, that's hinted to in the words ba'yom rishon, and then it says the word la boker referring to each one separately. So that's what that line of the Gemara said. Hadar Amar, and then the Gemara explains the next line of the Braisa. Ela dekai malach hagiga, if you say that's the pshat of the pasuk, that is both referring to both karbanos, and really both bokers only mean the first one, and both of these chagigas are limited to one day, so then what do you do? Ela dekai malach, but we know from elsewhere that chagiga nechel shel sheyem avalayla echad, we know that there is a carbon chagiga out there that could be eaten for 2 days. So im kain, so then im nedro nadava b'mai, so what is that pasuk referring to that tells me a chagiga can be eaten for 2 days? Ichagigas yudalad haksiba yom v'layla. Ichagigas tesvav haksiba yom v'layla. If you're telling me that the pshat of this pasuk of lo yalin chelav chagi ba'er lo yalin lo tizbach, what is it? Lo yalin nabazar shetizbach ba'er b'yom rishon laboker. If you're interpreting that to be referring to both chagigas, but separately, the laboker is going to each one, and you only have till the next morning. So then, we have this other pasuk in Parsha Sav that says you can eat a chagiga for 2 days. So what carbon is that referring to? Ella, it must be, so we must be wrong. You have to go back to what we said before. Ella hai l'chagigas tezvav. So it must be that pasuk in Parsha Sav is referring to the chagigas tezvav, the chagigas of Pesach, and you have 2 days to eat it. Veheich kulei kar l'chagigas yudalid. And thus, our pasuk that we're discussing is referring totally to the chagigas yudalid. And therefore, you have to read the whole pasuk as one continuation, and the pasuk says, Bayom arishon, and then laboker, limeid l'chagigas yudalid, shenachal sosheyah, meaning it's all says by Yom HaRishon, and then it says Laboker, which is after the Yom HaRishon. It must be referring to the second morning, and both Chagigas could be eaten for 2 days. The Pasuk in Tzav is referring to the Chagigas Tezvav. The Pasuk here is referring to the Chagiga of Yudalit. But now, we say, Taima Tachsib by Yom HaRishon Laboker, to my Boker, Boker Sheni. So what's the whole reason, though, we just said that the word Boker in our Pasuk means the second Boker? Because it's after the phrase of by Yom HaRishon. It says by Yom HaRishon Laboker. But call boker stama. But if you would stop, have the word boker without, not after the words bayam arishon, boker rishon, v'yavagadavzloksibayreishus. Right. So then you would say it means the first boker, because the only reason we're saying it means the second boker is because it's after the phrase bayam arishon. But if you would not have the phrase bayam arishon, we would say it just means the first boker. And that was Rabbi Yosef's kasha. Rabbi Yosef said, why by yemurin do you say the word boker only means the first one because it's next to the word reishus, while here it, by basar it's even without the word rishis, it means the word boker rishon. So that was the kasher of Yosef. Now that we explained it, we found that Tana, but we don't answer his question. As of tomorrow, we start the next Mishnah regarding other halachas of Karban Pesach.